Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tell you what, in the second half, third quarter, fourth quarter the other day, everybody that you talked about, everybody that you wrote about and from the beginning was in that game. Every freshman that we could imagine. Talk about that, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of one of the cool things about covering the recruiting process is you see these kids when they're sophomores and juniors, and then all of a sudden they're playing in a college game. And I mean, at times you just want to pull for a kid. I mean, to do something well, and then when they make a play, it's just kind of a special moment. Especially if you've developed a relationship with a kid and covered them over the years. But like you said, I mean, Miami played all 23 of those true freshmen there. I thought maybe some walk-ons were going to get in the game. I mean, they just were rolling guys in and out.
Hey, the score couldn't have gotten any worse. I mean, if they didn't play then, they're never going to play.
Probably accurate.
But, you take a look, too, and you bring up one of them, and I remember, when he was a junior and you went to watch him, and I had I remember following you on Twitter, and I'm talking about Lorenzo Lingard, and you had watched him up. You went all the way up to university up in Orange City there, and I think you were one of the first guys to truly watch him from the beginning instead of just watching the tape. Talk about that, how special it was to see him and how special it has been to watch his maturity.
Well, I mean, just to see him get in there, he's a guy who enrolled early. We all know how fast he was and all that. And, the coaches, he struggled a bit here and there with pass protection, which makes sense if you followed his high school career. I mean, he was a guy who ran the ball 30 times a game. And when they passed it, they were normally looking for him in the passing game. So that was a bit foreign to him. So I know there's been some frustration there built up. So for him to get into the game and rip off that 64-yard touchdown run, I mean, I know he was all fired up. His family members are all fired up. And I think today he was third running back in line. So I think he's really working. And he's a guy that Miami fans should be excited for. I mean, a lot of people, I think, are knocking him for not saying he's not living up to the hype just because he's not playing. I think you have to understand that, Miami's got two really talented running backs in front of him, and Travis Homer and DJ Dallas. So it's going to be hard for him to get carries, but I think it's very positive to see him do what he did, even if it was against Savannah State.
Yeah, no doubt. Andrew Ivins joining us, 247, University of Miami, is always there. The other guy that I thought was neat, and he looked like he was still out of Heritage, was Silvera. I mean, he's calling his own number on block, knocking the guy into the ball. He's amazing. I mean, he acted like he never left high school. Talk about him. He's fun to watch.
He is. And, we all saw this than an American Heritage defense. I mean, he's a guy who will make a play and let everyone know. I mean, he's dancing around out there. I mean, I think if anyone out there, based on what they did Saturday night, helped, give them more playing time, it's probably Silvera. I thought he was excellent on third downs. He really didn't get a bunch of snaps on first and second, but when they brought him in on third down and kind of that third and long package with an extra DB, he was great. I mean, he got a push. Good first step to the quarterback. I mean, I think he's a guy that Miami should definitely take a look at bringing in on third down. I mean, even with the first team defense, I think we all knew he was a trench bully. I think that's what he calls himself, and I thought he played just like it. I mean, that block punt was I've never seen anything like that. I mean, he just blocked the guy legitimately right into it.
A couple of other guys that maybe they weren't in the late game, but they were there from the beginning, and we have waited to see what they could do. Brevin Jordan, who actually was not just in on 71 plays, he had a pretty good say-so with a couple of touchdown receptions, and certainly a guy that we've waited to see and in game-type action. We forget the fact that he's just a freshman. What did you think about his performance?
I thought he needed this type of game. I know there was some frustration when he from the LSU game. I mean, this is a guy who went to Bishop Gorman out in Las Vegas. I mean, they went 15-0 last year. For him to not catch a pass against LSU, for him to lose against LSU, that was all foreign for him. I thought it couldn't have gone any better for him to bounce back. Yes, it was against an FCS team, but they, you know, catch seven passes, a team high seven passes, be a part of the offense. I think that's a huge confidence booster, and Miami really needs that. I mean, this is a guy who came here to play. So I think this is only start what we're going to see for him. I'm expecting a monster year from him, and this was just game one.
You go and you take a look at this game, and now you don't have a game anywhere near that the rest of the year. So now it gets a lot tougher and tougher, and then you get in the conference play. What are you looking for this week? A lot of these guys who, like we talked about, Brevin Jordan, Will Mallory, guys who got into the mix, also Hightower, the kids who are freshmen, but also guys that are younger sophomore guys, like who I thought Gaynor had a superb game. I watched him quite a few plays. He was just terrorizing the defensive linemen. Guys like that, how do they figure in the plans as the schedule gets a little bit tougher and you're not going to be able to use 3 and 4 deep?
Yeah, I think you the next two games are against Toledo and Florida International, and they're still not great opponents, but they're step up obviously from Savannah
sure.
State. What I'm keeping my eye on this weekend is kind of which freshmen are part of the rotation. I think who gets in the game will be a pretty telling sign of, okay, the coaches have determined, hey, this kid's probably going to redshirt. We'll use him in the four games that we can, but he's probably just going to be one of those guys you save a year of eligibility for. With a guy like Brevin Jordan, I think he just needs to continue doing what he's doing. I think he's going to be a lot more comfortable going out on the road for a second game. I think Miami, you're talking about second-year guys. You mentioned Corey Gaynor. I think DJ Dallas needs to really get going.
Yes.
I think they need to get that running game going, especially we saw them abandon it at times against LSU. So I think if they can, run for a bunch of yards, much like they did 2 years ago when they went to Appalachian State, kind of take over a game, I think that'd be a big positive for him. And
yep.
Just across the board, I mean, those guys, I think Hightower's in store for another huge year. It's funny when I was going through my notes, and it's like I already consider him a sophomore.
He's been here for a while. Yeah.
Yeah. He really didn't do anything against Savannah State. That's because he's with the starters, and they didn't really play much of the second half at all. So
yeah.
I think it's pretty funny. It'll just be interesting to see. I'm keeping my eyes on who's in the rotation and whatnot. And, is Nesta in that third down package? Is he taking a step forward? So that's what I'm kind of keeping my eyes on.
Good stuff. Andrew, thanks so much. As always, we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks. As the beat goes on, you're into the 2019. Good games again this week, high school-wise, and we'll keep picking your brain.
Absolutely. Thanks, Blue, for having me on.
Anytime. Andrew Ivins is as good as you get.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.